Back now to this issue of buying British. We've got Kate Hills on the line. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
You're founder of Make It British. Tell me about that.
Right, well, I set up about 6 years ago now to try and encourage more people to buy British products and really to help save the manufacturers we have left in this country. And first, I'd like to say it's a bit of a myth that we don't make anything here. There's a lot of fantastic products made here. And I just try and encourage more consumers to think twice about where they spend their money.
And why? What's your main kind of thinking behind that? Why is it? Why do you think it's important that we do buy British?
Well, for a start, I mean, it creates jobs in this country. If we're buying products that are made overseas with overseas labour, we're not supporting jobs that are here. I also just think it's good if people have more of a pride in what is made here and what we make in this country.
Mm.
And you go to other countries, you go to Italy, and you know all of the beer in that country that they sell is all made in Italy. Yet in this country, we're all buying Stella. It's crazy. So, you know what Wetherspoons are doing could be a good thing.
How possible is it to? I mean, when you say British, I mean, you know, is a Nissan car made in Sunderland? Is that British?
Well, I think so. Yes, I mean. The definition is where the final part of that product is made. So something that is constructed here is considered to be made in Britain. Obviously, some of the parts are going to be imported, and sometimes the countries aren't British owned. But for it to be actually put together on this soil, then I consider that made in Britain.
Yeah. So I mean, somebody was saying about a UK TV, for example. Presumably you could make one in Britain, but you might have to buy all sorts of stuff from all over the world to put it together.
Yes, that is the case, and that's the case for nearly all products.
Yeah.
But then it's a chicken and egg situation. The more things we buy here that are made here, and the more things that are made here, the more the components we'll start making too.
Yeah, I mean, I think one area where it really hits me, and I can see total sense in buying British is with food. I mean, I find it quite baffling that I go into a supermarket and they've got something that, you know, like a cabbage or something that could easily be grown here at the right time of year, and they're offering me one from Peru.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's crazy, isn't it?
That makes no economic sense for anybody, does it?
No, not at all, and it's not great for the environment either if we're flying food all over the world. You go to any country in Europe, any supermarket in France or Italy or Spain, and they're selling 90% of their own grown products, and yet we're not. It's just crazy.
Isn't it? I mean, though, we should enjoy things from around the world, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we be sort of reasonably outward-looking and, you know, we've got to live, perhaps. Have a bit of French wine sometimes. Have a bit of cheese from Italy.
Oh, but English wine's fantastic.
really?
Now, I mean, English sparkling wine has won several awards on a level with champagne from France.
Mm.
You know, yes, of course, buy products from overseas. You know, there's certain things we can't grow or make here. But when you get the choice of buying English sparkling wine or champagne to celebrate, then buy the English sparkling wine.
All right, well said, Kate. Thank you very much. Sticking up for British products, and it's an online source, so Make It British. Thank you, Kate.